The following program is a recording of a...
Now, for more on what's making news from the Chinese newspapers, on this Tuesday morning, we're joined live on the line by Dr. Richard St. Sears, a family medicine doctor at Beijing United Family Hospital, also the creator of MyHealthBeijing.com, one of China's most popular health blogs for expats. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Well, what tickled your fancy while going through the broadsheets this morning, Richard?
Good morning, Paul. So there were a couple of things that are a little bit related, actually. They're both about mental health issues in China.
Oh.
The first one was from, they were both big world reports that all the newspapers were covering. One of them, Global Times mentioned as well, was a study from the World Health Organization, which is, of course, the world's biggest and most prestigious group. Mm. They did a study of depression all around the world. And what they did was they studied about 15 countries. They did top-tier, middle, and lower by income. And they found really interesting results about depression rates around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most interesting things was that China actually had the lowest rate of depression in these middle and low-income countries.
That's interesting.
Maybe about 15% of the population was considered depressed.
Huh.
And in general, the richer countries like France and the United States, they had a higher rate of depression, India as well. So... it's interesting findings. Is it actually real?
It's interesting. As being a doctor, I mean, would there be any sort of clinical understanding or reasoning behind why China seems to be, you know, a little bit more happy than these other places?
Well, that's what the big debate is online right now. It's actually kind of fun. Is it? I think, from what I see clinically, there's certainly real depression in China, just as there is anywhere.
Mm.
Maybe they were thinking in the study Chinese people might not be as forthcoming with foreign interviewers. They were face-to-face interviews. So maybe in general Chinese wouldn't admit to somebody face-to-face that they are depressed culturally compared to a New Yorker or something like that where, you know, everyone has a therapist or something.
Right.
So maybe it's like that. but maybe it's true. Maybe in general the Chinese in general are less depressed. They were thinking maybe in first world countries when people are more wealthy, depression is more of a wealthy thing. It's not a poor person thing. Maybe a poor person is more of or middle level is more stress, maybe less depression.
I see.
But the debate definitely isn't over.
Right. What was the other story that you caught your attention this morning, Richard?
The other one was a little bit related. It was in all the papers. It was about this Mercer report talking about vacation times all over the world and comparing different countries. This was actually in yesterday's papers.
Okay.
But China, after 10 years of working, China and Canada actually had the lowest amount of vacation days off of any country in the world.
Mm.
China got 10 days off and of vacation and 11 days of holiday.
Okay.
Only Canada had the lowest comparatively. So I think the message there is that Chinese workers, as we all know, work really, really hard. And a lot of the young workers, they don't get a lot of time off.
Mm.
So I think personally it's an issue with stress. You know, I think both of these things are related. There's depression and stress. I wouldn't think the average Chinese worker is depressed as much as they are really stressed. Mm. And
what does that do from a physical standpoint? I mean, if somebody's dealing with a high stress, lots of work, no time off all the time, well, what sort of implications does this have for one's health?
Well, they have every reason to be depressed, that's for sure. So that's why I'm not sure if that original study was actually accurate. But definitely it leads to depression. It definitely lowers your immune system. You get common colds more often. Definitely if you're not getting your sleep, you definitely become depressed. If those people that work hard don't take their vacations, those are people that are setups for just meltdowns and breakdowns and depression. So it actually is a big public health issue in China. People... Mm. The culture of working hard is very strong here, even as strong as in America, where people are famously working hard. But in general, long-term, it's not healthy for your body. So there needs to be a better balance in China overall.
All right. Dr. Richard St. Sears, family medicine doctor with Beijing United and the creator of MyHealthBeijing.com.